I'm David Ware, and this is a Capital Snapshot. By 1860, Arkansas State House already showed signs of severe overuse. Successive secretaries of state tried to keep up appearances, but their reports to the legislature detailed patchwork repairs, overcrowding, broken furniture, and state records damaged by being shifted from room to room. The onset of the Civil War did not help the building's condition. With secession, the General Assembly and state officers focused their attention on war rather than on fixing up the seat of government. After Little Rock's capture by federal forces in September 1863, the State House served as quarters for the 3rd Minnesota Regiment. During the occupation, the State House's dilapidated condition worsened. At war's end, Secretary of State Robert White reported, "With the spouting stopped up or broken, and the glass and sash of the windows shattered to pieces, and the rain turned in upon the legislative halls and the offices beneath, there was no alternative but to proceed to the work of preservation." I'm Capitol historian David Ware. For the Arkansas Secretary of State's office, this has been a Capitol Snapshot.